Thank you. 对对对。
选选选。选。
Thank you for the windstorm today. This next song is a little ditty about thermonuclear warfare. It was written here in Coconut Grove, actually. You know, in the future, warships will mean spaceships. Except for a very brief moment at the beginning of history, when men and women of Earth sailed the oceans in ships of wood and steel.
Thank you.
This is a new song we're going to do called I'm on Fire. Jesus, we've been in such a special place. What can we do to deserve this place? Walk in at last, what must be done? To do one of our older out there songs. We haven't done much. I'd like to introduce Miss Darby Gould here, who's joining us on vocals. This is a song called Lawman, which I know is particularly here in Florida, needs some addressing.
Thank you. dinner, there was a large roll in the room.
Oh, this might be called an update of that song. Just talked about everything you fucked up. Now, the last 3 or 4 or 12 years, everything's been getting more and more fucked up. I've been considering writing terrorist letters to President Bush. But no, it's too dangerous. They get up paranoid about that. So I started writing these songs, or one song actually, about this female serial killer of Republicans named Rose. And she invaded her way into a couple other songs. Just stepped right in. And even though we lost Bush, we haven't got any Republicans to get around anymore. But then came the Weinberger pardon. You guys read a lot. The song called Shadowlands. She was a small town girl in the middle of the city of lights.
What am I doing here?
She cried.
What am I doing here? I wanna be dancing like a fire in the sky. There's burning memories in the street. Oh, la la la
la la la la la la la.
Oh,
shadows. Okay, let's go to the other side of this particular quantum universe here. I'd like to introduce you to one of our friends, Papa John and Creech. Thank you. Championship. I know you're a bar crowd, but I'm going to read you a poem anyway. Sort of balance the Dark Ages. It's written by a man who lived the Dark Ages in Guatemala 10 or 20 years ago. Fuck you. He said, fuck you, and everybody got his ass killed. His name is Otto Rene Castillo, and it leads into this next song, this last song we're going to do. The poem is called For the Good. Listen. Look. And touch this voice. For underneath, a man burns sweetly for the good of all. I tell you, at this stage of our time, after 20 centuries of Christian words, man is worse than ever, more evil than ever, and less caring than ever. Even the word love has been lost. Amor. This, at least in my country, is gentle and sonorous as no other. And in spite of it all, there are nations where man sings a duet with tenderness and eats enough and drinks enough and constructs enough and more. And loves more than enough, if the mind torment appeals to him like rocks, air, trees. And who made these nations? He and she, with their hands cordial and hard, and the heat of their heads from where the future bursts like a rocket in space. He and she, a new people, who, looking on the horizon of their hands, said one day, enough hunger, enough misery, enough being the toy of divine forces that don't exist. Enough, and enough, and enough. I have my own destiny, they cry. From now on, the centuries will come to kneel before my image, proud, alone, and human. And they began to climb the mountains of hate, to penetrate the labyrinthian jungles of misery and hunger. And their soul became light with the swallows of tenderness. Like a comet, they will disappear into history. With their foreheads in flames, but their fire will continue lighting centuries to come. And if you come now to the plaza of their acts, to the streets where they risked their lives, you will find bread on everyone's table, a kiss on the lips of everyone, a roof over everybody's head, friendship running in the veins of all. And when will this cosmic force come to my sweet country, sonorous and dolorous like a pebble in the sea, when we, all of us, make it alive, or never? Freedom is like wheat. It must be planted softly and watered every day, and it must be protected until it multiplies and fills the mouth of the wind. The hunger of all, and becomes invincible. Now, do you understand this voice? It is not only mine, nor yours, but that of all of us. And I know that many hear it, and they sense it, and they hear it and see it, and cry in hiding because they recognize in that voice their own. The voice already lost, or not yet emerging. And I know that they love and respect this voice, because no one can deny that beneath the voice, a man burns sweetly for the good of all, even for the good of those who have not heard it. Alonia Castillo. Can you feel it coming? I am the storm
itself.
I am the volcano, smoke and fire, and I am the earth's beating heart. I am the ocean tides, and I am the millions of people pushing together in one direction. I am the change that's coming, and I am the new day. I am the unfolding flowers. No one can stop me. Ready or not, here I come.